While 12 million people slept peacefully on September 15, 2008, the global financial system was imploding. The collapse of Lehman Brothers wasn't just a financial catastrophe, it was a moral failure that exposed the ethical bankruptcy at Wall Street's core. This wasn't merely a financial crisis, but a morality crisis that would force us to reconsider capitalism itself. The aftermath revealed that 12 of America's 13 most important financial institutions stood at the brink of failure, threatening to bring down the entire global economy. What went wrong? People misused institutional power in reckless pursuit of greed, causing disastrous socioeconomic consequences. Banks, symbols of trust and the foundation of our social contract, systematically eroded public confidence through predatory lending, deliberately complex financial instruments, and the knowing sale of toxic assets to unsuspecting investors. Richard Fold became the visible face of this failure, collecting $484 million while leading Lehman Brothers to bankruptcy, epitomizing Wall Street's disconnect from Main Street. The path forward isn't about abandoning capitalism, but reclaiming its essence as a force for human flourishing. Making money and doing good aren't mutually exclusive, they're symbiotic. The financial system doesn't need new labels like inclusive capitalism or capitalism 2.0. Human morality needs repair. A demographic earthquake is transforming finance. America's 103 million millennials face unprecedented economic challenges while holding values that reshape our economic ecosystem. Coming of age during the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, millennials missed wealth-building opportunities while inheriting lasting consequences. Unemployment, stagnant wages, and student debt exceeding $37,000 per graduate. Pope Francis elevated youth unemployment from an economic to a moral crisis, declaring, "We discard a whole generation to maintain an economic system that no longer endures." Rather than harboring resentment, millennials are channeling frustration into constructive change. Deloitte's survey shows they believe business success extends beyond profits to societal improvement. Companies like Warby Parker and Tom's demonstrate how businesses can blend profitability with social impact. Wall Street faces an adapter decline ultimatum as millennials demand values-aligned investments. With $41 trillion transferring from baby boomers to millennials over the next 40 years, financial firms ignoring these changing priorities risk losing relevance with history's largest generation. Humans universally desire prosperity through enlightened self-interest, doing well by doing good. This motivation drives entrepreneurs from Bangladeshi microfinance seekers to Silicon Valley innovators. Economic growth remains humanity's most powerful anti-poverty tool. Between 1981 to 2005, it lifted over 1 billion people from extreme poverty, reducing global rates from 42% to 21%. Even Bono acknowledges that entrepreneurial capitalism takes more people out of poverty than aid. Citizens in economically free countries enjoy better nutrition, higher caloric intake, and greater access to healthcare and education. Cato Institute research shows the top quartile of economically free nations achieve average per capita incomes of $36,446 versus $4,382 for the bottom quartile, with life expectancies of 79.2 versus 60.2 years. Banking functions as society's mechanism for matching innovative ideas with capital, a moral endeavor promoting human development. When individuals remain central to the economic system with freedom to choose their economic destiny, capitalism becomes not just efficient, but the greatest guarantor of human prosperity and dignity. Every investment affects communities, environments, and economies. Impact investing intentionally pursues both financial returns and measurable social outcomes, representing a $1 trillion frontier market. While Morgan Stanley estimates over $3.07 trillion in U.S. assets follow socially responsible strategies, the actual impact investing market is just $25 to $40 billion, indicating potential growth of 75 to 125 times. Major asset managers like BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street are expanding their offerings to meet growing demand. For impact investing to reach its potential, it must access mainstream capital markets, including $18 trillion in U.S. pension assets, by engaging retail pension holders who value social outcomes alongside returns. Smart investors recognize that companies solving public policy challenges often generate superior returns through customer loyalty and sustainable profits. Examples include Tesla, Beyond Meat, and microfinance institutions delivering both financial inclusion and attractive returns. Impact investing shows markets can be powered by enlightened self-interest, delivering both profits and positive social outcomes. As measurement tools and reporting standards mature, this approach is positioned to become mainstream rather than niche. The 6E paradigm evaluates investments holistically across six dimensions. 1. Economics calculates financial performance, the traditional metrics most investors use. 2. Employment measures job creation, with successful firms viewing employees as vital partners rather than commodities. 3. Empowerment evaluates stakeholder diversity. McKinsey found firms with high board diversity achieved 53% higher returns on equity and 14% higher earnings margins. 4. Education measures investment in compliance and development, which increases productivity and reduces ethical risks. 5. Ethics concerns the moral principles governing company behavior, with executives serving as custodians of reputation. 6. Environment evaluates planetary impact across industries. Starbucks exemplifies this balance of profitability with social consciousness. Since its 1992 NASDAQ listing, Starbucks stock has risen over 12,300%, outperforming major indices while offering health coverage for part-timers, maintaining workforce diversity, providing college scholarships, ensuring ethically sourced coffee, and pursuing ambitious environmental goals. This paradigm enables capital allocators to positively influence allocation while achieving competitive returns. Financial inclusion should be considered a human right. About 2.5 billion people globally lack access to formal financial services, a massive opportunity for positive change that Bill Gates calls a breakthrough innovation empowering the poor. Infrastructure investment creates clear social and economic value, with every $1 billion invested generating approximately 18,000 jobs. Despite institutional investors managing around $50 trillion in assets, infrastructure remains underallocated, with pension funds dedicating just 0.8% to unlisted infrastructure equity. Social impact bonds allow governments to pay for successful social programs based on measurable outcomes, with private investors providing initial capital and receiving returns only when predetermined objectives are met. Investors wield tremendous power in finance, similar to voters in politics. By influencing capital allocation, they can maximize the positive impact of free markets while generating competitive returns. Activist investors who purchase large stakes in public companies can pressure management for positive change, often producing significantly higher returns than passive strategies. Freedom forms the moral foundation of human rights, with capitalism as its economic expression, the greatest force for prosperity in history. Yet poor ethical judgment by financial leaders causes immense damage, as demonstrated by the 2008 crisis, erasing $15 trillion in household wealth. With global population projected to reach 9.6 billion by 2050, banking faces a crucial cultural shift. Since government has proven ineffective at generating sustainable wealth, enlightened corporations must lead by creating employment and positive social impact. Companies like Patagonia, Ben & Jerry's, and Tesla demonstrate balancing profit with purpose. Millennials will transform corporate America, with 86% interested in sustainable investing and 90% wanting investments aligned with their values. Finance becomes a force for good when financial inclusion reaches its peak and markets better facilitate global talent. Digital banking, mobile payments, and microfinance are already expanding financial access in developing nations. By directing capital allocation positively, free markets can deliver unprecedented social impact.